that Jesus walked on.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
The fuck, stop messing with shit, man.
I waste all your fucking fluid.
Burn the shit out your ass. It's a shank too, nigga.
Is it?
Don't worry about it.
It got a blade in it?
I'm not showing you where it's at.
Yeah. I hate y'all, man. I swear to God, yo. Yo, this is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
What the fuck?
I'm Moses.
Nah. Lexington.
I can't. What? I can't roll with Lexington.
I feel like you were doing a fashion statement.
What
the fuck you talking?
What you mean?
I'm Lexington. This is Lexington Park. No.
Why can't I roll with Lexington? Like, that's my name. What the fuck is wrong with that?
This nigga said.
What? See, the problem with that is you can't give yourself your own nickname.
Hold on. Didn't give myself this nickname.
Yeah, you know what? They call me Lexington. Nobody calls you that.
Somebody called me that. Let me tell you.
What you been watching? Roman Caesar all day or something?
No, this was back in the day,
I've been
right?
watching History Channel.
This was back
Channel.
In the day. I used to like 3-6 Mafia.
I like 3-6.
Lexington.
The nigga threw his name in the song and shit. The nigga was like, Lexington. Lexington. I like it. I like the way that ring.
Lexington the hot dog.
Right, this is what it was. Back in the day, I was hanging with a homie. You know, I was in college and shit. So I was.
Homie don't care about you, bro.
He was like, yo, you schoolboy Lexington. And I was like, and I kind of like thought about that. So I'm rolling with it now.
Yeah, but listen right here what I'm about to say.
That nigga don't care about you.
Yeah, listen to what I'm saying right now.
He gave you a corny ass name.
Listen to what I'm saying right now.
You need some new friends.
Because when you was walking away, he told that other nigga. Look at that old Lexington ass nigga right there. Get this Lexington ass nigga.
Look at that old Lexington ass nigga, yeah.
He ain't even know it.
Flexing it.
All right, whatever, man. Lexington. Y'all damn near got me crying. This is episode, 47 of Dirty Water Podcast.
That could be the name of your album. Flexington, Lexington.
I'm going to drop an album one of these days.
Boy. Niggas would.
Huh?
Tough on that.
Nah, fuck all that shit. You know what? Because I want to talk to Dave anyway.
Okay,
speaking of albums, right?
Let's go.
I don't like the way... Dave always comes at me about my rapping abilities. He treats me like I can't rap.
Everybody rap now.
You can't, nigga.
But you know I can. But you used to like my shit, Dave.
Everybody rapped in Fayetteville, though.
I never said I liked it.
You used to. Yes, you did.
I never said I liked it.
You was like, yo, push that shit.
That's not even the language I use. Yeah. Never said I liked it. I just said keep doing you.
And when when he said that, I just envisioned him like he had his like.
I didn't
want to
crush your dreams.
Keep doing your thing.
Yeah, like
nigga.
Yeah, bro. Keep doing your thing.
Right,
point
you
it
what
to
mean?
You. If a nigga point to you like. Keep doing your thing.
You know your track is trash when a nigga keep complimenting the beat. Yo, that beat though.
Yeah.
That beat is hard.
You can rap, Dave.
Yeah, you like how? Yo, that beat.
You can rap?
No, absolutely not. I can't rhyme to save my life. That's why.
So
I'm
why you tough. You can't call me trash? Then.
Oh, I can definitely call
no,
you.
No, not at all. When let's
you,
battle.
When you put. Your
let's battle.
When you put your ability what? Out there, I can fucking critique it. I'm not putting no rap out there. That way you can't critique my trashness.
You don't want to battle?
No, nigga. I don't fucking battle.
I thought you wanted to battle. I was going to critique your shit, nigga.
I'm good.
Fuck out of here, man. Fuck Dave, man. Dave my nigga, though. Don't get it twisted.
You going to battle rap? You rapping it?
Didn't you want to talk about Cassidy? This fucking, you say he lost, took an L from Arsenal.
He just needs to stop.
Cassidy needs to stop?
He needs to stop. He might just need to just like do some research before he jump back in there right now. You can't keep thinking you winning something when you're not winning. It's like me telling you I got a job but don't got one. Yeah, nigga, I go to work tomorrow at 4. You still see me past 4.
That nigga got a job. He got a bag for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sound like you comparing him to Tommy. Sound like you comparing him to Tommy. From Martin. Rest in peace.
Way he set up, yeah. Tommy had swag, though.
Cassidy used to have a good thing going, though.
Cassidy was the freestyle king. I'm just saying it's different now. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, we talked about it before. God damn it. Let's go.
I hate. I just want to pick on him, man.
Every time.
I just want to pick on him. That's it.
Yeah, like, damn, Dave, like, you don't
want to even see the fucking.
You don't want to pick
he
on
him. He was like, dude, and you.
Philly. I cheese you up like a Philly cheese steak.
They did the battle in Philly,
nigga,
too,
you
right?
Stupid.
Huh?
They did the battle in Philly.
Yeah, the niggas booed him.
Damn. Fucking, what? Oh,
man. You gotta listen to what I'm saying.
Damn.
Just like us, we get tired of shit for a certain part of time, like, nigga, you need to hurry this shit up. Wrap it up. Wrap
right,
your shit up.
Right.
You still trying to hit bars and get people to say, ooh, nah, wrap this shit up.
No.
Jizzling this bitch.
Yo, shout out to Jizzle. Why, yo, calm down, Dave. He's got anger problems, bro.
Full conversation over there. Come on,
so
man,
when I look at the birds, I think about flying away. And I fly away.
Jizzle was in his bag. Free. Jizzle getting in a sexy bag. Nah, nigga.
Nah, nigga.
This is not the time for that.
And when I get in, when I'm in the air, I'm free. You know what about you?
You know how I feel?
Shout out to our engineer, CJ, because, you know, it was his birthday and shit. Did you get some cutty?
Why would you asking it?
What you mean it's his birthday?
Look how you looking.
What do you ask for on your birthday? I'm saying, as a man, what do you ask for on your birthday these days?
Did you get some cutty?
You get some cutty?
Steakhouse. You probably got a wife beater and 2 socks. Dress shoes. 1 tie.
CJ. I mean, I think as men, we don't ask for shit. On our birthdays, Christmas, none of that shit, right?
Right. Just to be left alone sometimes. I mean,
psych.
Yeah,
after that late night.
Wait. Don't be tipsy either.
Yeah, left alone during the day.
Yeah. Not that late night.
If I'm tipsy, don't leave me alone.
Birthday time.
But when I'm sober, be in the other room.
Nah, some niggas I know just got birthdays, just get drunk, go to sleep. That's it.
Yo, I happen to actually meet CJ's girl, too.
Congratulations.
You know what I mean?
That's good.
Yeah, she's very pretty. I'm just like, damn, what the fuck made her choose this nigga?
He's educated.
This nigga's ugly. Well, y'all ugly too. But I'm just saying, like, I'd be questioning. Like, I question Dave. Like, what the fuck, you know, what made her choose your ugly ass nigga?
I'm glad every nigga, I'm glad every nigga ugly to you.
Well, no,
I
definitely
know you're not no undercover.
Definitely.
That's good.
Cause I don't judge dudes at all.
But you're judging me now, nigga.
But I know an ugly motherfucker when I see one, though.
I'm sorry.
Like, come on, man.
Nah, ugly niggas like Craig Mack.
I'm ugly. I'm cool with it. Like, I'm cool with it, but y'all niggas ugly, too. So when I met her, she's nice, she's cool and everything. I was like, damn, what the hell made her choose this ugly-ass motherfucker, man? Like, sheesh.
Ugly swan?
Sounds like a hater.
No, come on, Dave.
What are you talking about?
Come
on, like
Dave.
We just talked about this. Listen. Ugly dudes get the chicks. What are you talking about? Shabba.
Mr. Lover.
Shabba. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
Man.
You think Seal? Ugly, you think ugly niggas
look
get
at Seal.
Who?
Oh, nah. Seal get.
Yeah.
Seal get pussy.
Like somebody that's shot him 20 times in the face. He's
nope,
still getting
that's not. He didn't get shot.
No, he didn't. Those, he got something. Yeah.
Those are traps. Seal's face look like when the brownies, when you making brownies.
I got
the brownies.
God,
like, ooh, that's how you know the brownies.
I know
is
exactly what you're talking
I got
about.
A G for every bump on his face.
Yo, put your mans on.
Yeah. Yeah, he getting them.
Yo, Cree for Kids, man. Cree for Kids. They dropped a documentary. They dropped They dropped a soundtrack that's on SoundCloud. The documentary is on YouTube. It's called This Is the Creek.
Yeah. Jizzle on there.
Jizzle's on there.
With Sweat Ray. Wiping sweat. Shoot the three. Shoot the three.
Jizzle is funny.
I'm that nigga.
All right.
Yo, calm down, Moses. Goddamn, bro. Like, Jesus. You all right?
It's on the documentary. You have to watch it. You was on there.
I did watch. Yeah, I was about to get that.
Yeah.
I did watch it. Now,
looking like a vampire.
Nigga, listen.
With the glasses
on. I did not
on.
Know.
You the only one.
I did not know this was coming
gym
about.
With glasses on.
I did not know this was coming about. I'm just watching the game, chilling.
Nah, your son was right. You trash. You got mad at him. You told him to shut up.
I had to tell him to shut up.
Yeah, he shitted on you on camera.
Yeah, he was like.
I just slapped him upside.
You try to give excuses. That's how you know you kid lying. Nah, I didn't know they was going to do it. He looked right at you. But you're not playing.
You trash, nigga. I didn't want to know. It's because I didn't want to play. I didn't want to play. And
I feel you.
I'm not worried about what the fuck he's talking about.
Your knees would have locked up. Clink, clink.
Oh, I don't know. I be feeling good. You know, I'm a Negan, so my bones work good now. I don't be aching and shit no more, nigga. When I wake up and shit. I be chilling. Eat some fruit.
I got my evidence, nigga. Pork, nigga. Talking about.
All right.
Well, the Creek for Kids, man. Listen, they did their thing. They did. It was a well put together thing that they did. I fucks with it.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Creek
Jizzle
for Kids.
Yeah, shout out.
Doing big things,
you know, man.
Shout out to Jizzle because Jizzle's on that motherfucker, chilling. Do y'all niggas say nigga around white people?
No.
Jizzle said, yeah. You say niggas around, you know, you say nigga around white people?
Different time, but nigga.
Why?
My nigga, stop asking him questions. Oh, yeah, he can't get no mic.
Right, I'm sorry.
He know that too, CJ. CJ about to backhand you. He looking at you like, nigga, stop talking to this nigga in the
CJ
corner.
CJ better not fucking backhand me. It'd be a goddamn fight. Nigga, I don't want that.
I try not to say nigga around white people, but I do sometimes. Sometimes I call them niggas.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, because you be saying white niggas.
Yes, all the fucking
what
time.
Is white niggas, Dave?
It's an ignorant white person, a white nigga.
Well, I can agree with that. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say white niggas.
Nah, I call them a white nigga. Stupid white nigga. Yeah, man.
Yes. Get it off, pop it off, right?
Do you say niggas around white people? I'm Moses?
Nah, I got too many.
I ain't shit.
Yeah, I mean,
it depends on what that person is or what you're doing.
I try not to say it
on the job. Nah, you just can't be like, yo, right. Something like what the fuck? They gonna fight you?
Yeah, come on.
Like on the job, you just can't say that. You know what I'm saying? Certain ways you act.
I remember being at the airport with a homie one time, and he said, "Yo, make sure you don't be going back and forth with these niggas. Live your best life." He said that shit loud as hell, and then all the white people looked around at us like, oh my God, he said the N-word.
Some white people love, like, when they listen to music, they look at you for you to say the N-word. Like, or when Dave Chappelle was going through, this white dude always look at me to say it. Like, he'll say something, but he won't say the N-word.
And they listen to our music.
Yeah.
So they probably be saying that shit while they chilling.
I blasting
our shit.
I can't blame them for listening to music and saying it on the low after what we've been going through. Like, if we got some white homeboys to chill with, we do. You know what I'm saying? They doing the same thing, copying the same thing we doing. You know what I'm saying? So we got a little influence on some of them. Because they won't be knowing nothing about that music. They might be in something else.
Yeah.
Might play something for them. You might like it.
Yeah.
What's all this shooting about? I love it.
What's all this shooting about?
Yeah.
Kill that nigga.
Do, do, do.
No, nigga. No, no.
White people, don't say nigga.
Please don't.
That's the moral of the story.
I try not to say it, though, around them, though. Like, honestly.
Yeah, that's
I knew,
good.
Don't get twisted. I knew a couple of white boys didn't give a fuck saying nigga because they grew around niggas.
Right.
True.
Right.
So they got that, you know what I'm saying, honor to say it.
Well, my thing is I try not to say it around them because I don't want them to have the opportunity to be like, oh, well, I'm comfortable saying it.
Right, right, right.
Right. Like they feel comfortable saying it if we just loosely.
Well, first of all, nah, I don't say that. If white people out there, if you fucking feel comfortable saying nigga because you hear other niggas saying it around you, kill yourself. Mm. Don't fucking do it. Don't make that mistake. It's not for you to say. I don't give a fuck who's saying
it
around you.
But Dave, there are some out there that feel that way.
Nah, well, I'm fine with all that. You can feel how you want to feel. You say it around me, I'm going to slap your face off.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Don't say that around. Mm. Don't do it. Don't
I want to be with you when you do it, too.
All that shit is not necessary. You got to know better. You know what I mean? You got to know from wrong.
Nah, you do.
Don't fucking say it.
I agree with you, though, Dave. I agree with you. Like, but they out there, though.
There's some white people that like.
Yeah,
don't
and
even
white people
that,
you gotta know.
You know
not, there's people out there that don't care.
Yeah.
And they gonna slap your fucking face off. You know what I mean?
Just and
know
if I'm with them, I'ma help them.
I mean, it is what it is. I'ma look at you like, yo, you shed it. Now your face is on the ground.
Yeah, don't come with that.
Enslaving shit. A lot of white people don't even do that.
Enslaving shit.
I think y'all got a lot of white friends don't even do that. Don't even say that.
Yeah, nah. You know what I'm saying? It's not even necessary.
You're like, I ain't into that.
Well, y'all know I be doing the fucking morning movies now on Sundays with my fucking kids.
Family movie,
right?
Yeah.
Hardball. Y'all remember the movie Hardball?
Yeah, it was tough.
They had white Jesus all in the front
Hardball.
Of that shit.
Oh, Hardball.
Yeah. Thought rest in peace, my nigga G-Baby.
Thought that was a porn or something. I remember. Hardball. That's the wrong movie.
So
come out with Hardball, too.
So the word Hardball
the balls
led
hard.
You to porn. Like, what the fuck, Dave?
Hardballs. What movie we watching?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Rest in peace, my man G-Baby.
He didn't. Wasn't that everybody on the track, Romeo and all them, Bow Wow?
What?
Hardball?
Was it Bounce Wimpy?
Yo, cause be real with you, all the songs I was hearing on the movie was, I was like, damn, JD produced the fuck out of this shit.
Yeah, absolutely. Whole bunch of little kids.
Yeah.
Like they crisscross.
Yeah. JD, he is a master producer, writer, A&R.
All of that.
All that good stuff.
All that good shit. Mm-hmm. Well paid. Oh yeah. Hardball was saddening though. It was fucked up, man. You know what I mean?
Makes a good movie. Makes a good story. What's the white dude in that nigga from
Keanu
the
Reeves.
Yeah, the nigga from the Matrix.
And then when I was watching, I didn't realize they was in Chicago. They was in Chicago when they did that.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds about right.
White guy trying to help out the black kids.
Well, no, I'm not. Fuck all that.
Damn,
I'm saying
Dave.
The fact that the little nigga got shot sounds like Chicago.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about the white dude trying to, cause that's anything. They just threw that shit in there. They could have put anybody in there, and the movie would have been still great.
They could have put Samuel Jackson.
Not
Snakes?
Not Shaft.
On the fucking plane?
Not Shaft.
No.
No.
Why not Sam? You a hater.
Sam's in the
Jungle Fever.
Sam is in everything else. That's one movie he didn't need to be in.
I fuck with Sam though, but he definitely had to be.
He's
he
doing commercials. He's doing credit card.
Oh yeah, he getting that back for that too. American Express, I believe.
Mm.
What's in your wallet, nigga?
Yeah, not no American
Capital One. Ain't that the Capital One shit?
Oh, I don't know. I might have mixed them up. I don't know.
Yeah, Capital One. I'm not getting into that.
Shout out to homie Sam.
Who? Damn, who?
Look at CJ. What the fuck? Look. Is
L. Jackson, nigga.
Oh. Look at CJ.
Anything. Shout out to Samson.
Yo, speaking of Romeo and all that shit on there, rap
Romeo
snacks.
Was that?
Y'all know that? I didn't know they had rap snacks.
Yeah, I seen them. Yeah, they in the hood.
Shout out to rap snacks. Yeah, they in the hood. That's a fact.
Like, what you been doing? You ain't been going to the hoods.
No.
You been going to good stores.
I wasn't. This was a good store.
They even in
this was a good store.
Was it Kangaroo? Mm.
That's where I was at.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had the rap snacks. They had Romeo, Fetty Wap.
Which one did you get, Romeo?
I didn't get neither. Yeah, I just so happened to see him.
You see the Bootsy?
They got the Bootsy too?
Yeah,
I probably would have caught the Bootsy. I ain't gonna flex.
Nah,
I probably would have caught the
Fab Bootsies. Got one too. Fab got the wavy. The wavy
if
barbecue.
I
would have
seen the Fab shit, I probably would have caught the Bootsy and the Fab. I would have caught it.
Nigga
this nigga got the Romeo dill pickle.
I didn't get I ain't get none of that shit. Nah, I ain't get none of that shit, Dave. Yeah, I seen him. I was like, damn, rap snacks. What the fuck is that for?
For eating snacks from rappers.
Damn.
Stupid.
Oh my god, that shit's crazy.
Was it green?
OG. Damn. OG in this motherfucker too.
Shaking niggas down for his lighter.
Hey, shout out to the rule guy. I seen that Dollar Gin with the one metal leg.
Hmm?
Oh, I ain't tell y'all about that?
Nah. Somebody got a metal leg at Dollar General?
Yeah, nigga was rude as hell. He was at the Dollar Gin.
Right? What happened?
So I was at the Dollar Gin, right? Minding my business like I normally do.
First of all, drink champs. Your abbreviating general is disgusting.
What you mean?
Yo, I'm at the Dollar Gin.
I can't be at the Dollar Gin?
If you just don't say general, my nigga, I'm at the Dollar Gin.
I was shortening it up.
No, niggas think it's a new store. You got people thinking this is a new store right now. Dollar Gin?
Dollar Gin.
Where is this Dollar Gin at right now? No. I gotta find this Dollar Gin.
So I stopped by the Dollar Gin.
Yeah.
Well, I was at the Dollar Gin.
You ain't too fancy. You ain't too fancy. Because you coming up with words that don't make sense.
No, nigga, I just shortened it up. That's it.
No.
I can't shorten the Dollar Gin.
Dollar Gin. I just went to the Dollar Gin, honey, yesterday.
Look, I was at a gin, right? And,
Ginny Gin Gin. Nigga.
You stupid. So, I'm up there. I see this guy, right? He's ahead of me in line, getting, buying whatever he's buying. Cool. Okay. He has one leg and it's metal. Cool. Minding my business. I don't care about none of this. You know what I mean? Cool. So he buys what he buys and he's walking out the door, but then he stops right in front of the door. So then I'm buying what I'm buying at the Dollar Gin.
He stops in front of the door, call you a nigga?
No, come on. I would have tipped him over if he would have called me a nigga, but that's not what happened. That's not what happened. I would have tipped him over, but that's not what happened. So I'm buying what I buy, cool. I'm walking out. Mm-hmm. He's right there standing in front of the door.
Yeah.
Getting his stuff together, cool. I still don't want to bother this guy.
Mm, was it magnetic?
And so I let him.
Was his leg stuck to the door? Did you ask him?
Was his leg stuck? Shut funny. The fuck up. Was his leg stuck to the door?
It's magnetic door. Never mind.
So I know this guy has to know that he's been standing there for at least 2-3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to walk out.
Is he looking at receipt?
He's looking at something.
Is he looking at the
receipt? I'm minding my business, Moses. So he's looking at something.
Already had an attitude with the dude, so I just feel like something ain't right.
He was already
slightly,
judging.
Yeah, you already
slightly
judged
I
him.
Did. Slightly I did.
His leg going, I don't like him.
No, but slightly I did have attitude. Cool. Okay. So now I'm getting out. I'm like, oh, excuse me, sir. He doesn't say anything. He just stands there for another 3 seconds and then tries to mosey his way on off, right? So not to mention that he ended up parking right beside my truck.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. I'm
in the handicap?
Let me get to this shit.
Let
me get to this shit.
Wait a minute.
So no, listen. So he parks, he's parked beside my truck. So I get in my truck and I'm trying to, I back up and I leave and he skirts on off.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he sees me trying to leave in front of him too. I'm like, damn, that's how you going to do on your motorcycle?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
That's how you going to do your motorcycle,
he
homie?
Had a scooter or
he
did
had
he
a
have
motorcycle?
With the metal leg.
With the metal leg.
He's hard.
Huh?
He's hard.
He's rude.
Apparently, he must have heard you say something.
I didn't say anything.
You had an attitude before then.
I didn't say anything. I could have had an attitude, but I didn't say anything to him.
He read your mind.
How you going to be rude with a metal leg and a motorcycle?
He read your mind.
You can't do that.
You never know. He could have been a Terminator.
Yeah.
He could have been a fucking Terminator.
Then he was mad around. You just tried to move him out the way. But see, yeah, it would have been a rat.
And I'm not judging. I'm sorry that he only had one leg, but I mean, listen, you can't be rude.
Sounds like white privilege to me, my man.
That's what it looked like.
That's right.
That's exactly what it looked like. It looked like he had a Confederate flag on the back of
it. Oh, now you pushing it.
I might be at this shit.
Come on.
All right, I'm at this shit.
Come on.
I ain't shit.
You're starting to race war, Trump.
Yeah,
Jesus
come on.
Jesus Christ. Hey, fuck
it off. It would have been a wrap.
What?
For him, for me.
Well, he had a little red bandana on around
his neck. And he was blood, nigga.
Like, you know how they do, man.
Nah. I'm Gemini. That side snapped quick. Excuse me, sir.
Motherfucker.
That's what you would have said?
What, wham.
That's what you would have said to the metal leg?
To the metal leg. Look,
that's what you would have said?
All right. I'm not caring about.
No, you have. Come on, because you had to be courteous.
I'm not caring about what's
shout out to all the amputees in the in
definitely.
The word.
I just don't want you to be rude.
Not all of me right. Rude. Everybody's got their own.
Because I was not trying to be rude. I was like.
I just feel like it don't matter what you go through. It's, everybody's some asshole.
It's an asshole everywhere.
Yeah, no matter what you're going to do.
Fuck all you niggas that drive cars that look like cop cars. Stop driving these Chargers. Don't buy a Charger. Don't buy a Crown Vic. Don't buy a fucking Caprice. Like, stop buying these.
Stop being suspicious, nigga.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. Like, I just want to ride. I know I have dark tint. But then you have one of these motherfuckers that come up fast behind you and shit with their dark tint.
Niggas love it.
Like, what's up?
Someone be fucking with him.
I mean, I got everything legit, but why are you up on me? You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you want to mosey on around me. You ain't even a fucking cop. How you feel about them niggas, Moses? You don't get suspicious?
Well, most of them, like, got their shit hooked up, but you can tell, like, word. But then niggas do be fucking with you because they ride behind your ass for a good minute, so. It's just North Carolina shit, I feel like.
Some of them even had the fucking flashlight on the fucking mirror. Like it was an ex-cop car.
Yeah, I knew white boy had one. And he had the little mirror thing, too, so. It was tough. But the cops is restricting on them, so you got to understand. At the same time, they still pulling them over, too.
Yeah, fuck all that, man.
It was harder for both of them.
Oh, man.
Why does it fuck all that, Dave?
Fuck all New York.
That. You get nervous, Dave, when you see a Charger behind
I'm
you?
Never nervous. I ain't got nothing to be nervous about.
You know what I'm saying? You know what
I mean? I don't do illegal stuff.
But I don't even want we you looking at nothing. Me sideways, though. I don't even want you.
We don't do nothing.
I ain't paying no. I'm listening to Griselda, and I'm riding, man.
Griselda, bitch. Do-do-do-do-do. You can't be doing all that. You riding with guns? Mm-hmm. You boot do-do-do-do.
I be saying that so okay. Get pulled over.
I was making sure, bro.
Why you always trying to make something?
I don't know, man. Future out here wilding. He don't even know the fucking name of his.
He stopped playing Grand Theft Auto.
Future don't even know the name of his new
stop
baby mama.
Stop playing Grand Theft Auto.
I do play Grand Theft Auto.
I think his last baby mom's is fucking.
He don't know her name, though, dude.
It's Bow Wow's. That's tough. Bow Wow's baby mom's.
Yeah. No.
Yep. Yeah.
Our baby with Bow Wow. I think Bow Wow is the oldest, well, I guess his only child, his daughter. So that's two of Bow Wow's bitches he done fucked. That's two of them.
You don't.
This nigga Future is wild.
Sierra.
And Future.
Sierra and had a baby with him.
Oh.
And his last baby mom's.
He's been out seeing.
You're right. Yeah. I forgot about Sierra.
So he had a baby. He had a baby by two of Bow Wow's ex bitches.
Why Future out here doing
this? Some niggas spit out seeds.
These Atlanta niggas, man. Shout out to Atlanta.
It's like fucking it's like high school when you're in the industry, man.
I mean, I can believe it.
Yeah, you know I mean, everybody just fucking each
fucking
other.
Fucking each other and everybody nosy about
circle,
it.
Same circle, yep. It is what it is.
Yeah, well, shout out to Future, man. I'm waiting for another project.
Man, spinning out season.
I love March Madness. I want another March Madness times two.
Like he gotta know his baby mama name.
Huh? Yeah. What you mean? You gonna have to pay her. You might want to know her name. Like, what you mean, bro?
No, some niggas got kids. They only know the name.
That's probably what he was talking about. The kid. Mm.
Boy, bust out.
ain't no kidding, man.
What?
what
Jizzle do? What Jizzle do? Yeah.
Jizzle ain't do shit.
Jesus Christ.
Let's go.
Y'all ever had CBD weed?
Some niggas need CBD.
You need CBD right now.
All right, calm down. Yeah.
I'm about to life saving your ass.
I try some of that bullshit.
Why you call it bullshit though?
That is bullshit. But
no, why is it bullshit?
You get some good sleep.
Gummy bears?
I try a little.
What
a little
is it for though?
It's for
boo-boo.
Pain and relaxation. That's
I call it diet weed.
If you smoking to get high,
it ain't got no THC, right?
No, but it has CBD.
That's diet weed.
Now listen to what I'm saying. CBD is good for medical use and stuff like that. So if you don't have nothing medically that you trying to work on, then CBD ain't for you. That's what
like what though? Like medically,
it helps you sleep.
Oh, okay.
It relaxes you. Shit like
is
that.
Is it for like anxiety and shit?
It
like
can
that?
Be, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It don't get you high, but that shit calm
out.
You down though. You know what I mean?
It's for chlamydia.
Hold up, no, chill out. Now you doing stupid stuff. Shout out to anybody that's going through anything in mental health. Try the CBD. Fuck it. You know what I mean? Never know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's good.
I don't think I've ever had it.
It's for the gout.
It's good. Not for the fucking gout. Yo, CBD for the gout is funny.
It's for the gout.
That's funny.
Helps your feet walk better.
Yes.
Yeah. Yo, what?
That's put funny. The oil on your feet.
What the fuck are we talking about?
I'm trying to help niggas out. You said CBD. I'm trying to help niggas out. I don't know what the fuck y'all
CBD
talking.
Fire.
Shout I never to, had it though. I don't think anyway.
Just oh my God.
Shout out to Rick James.
This is Drink Champs. This ain't no.
Problem. This is not Drink Champs. This is Dirty Water Podcast.
Where's Nori at? That's all I'm waiting on, Nori.
Jesus Christ, man. We gonna get the fuck out. Shout out to Dave, cause Dave is grooving, cause it's groovy, and you know how we do. Episode 46 around this motherfucker. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Fuck cancer.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Fuck cancer.
We done lost a few family members from cancer.
Fuck cancer.
Yeah, cancer's serious, man.
Fuck
I
cancer.
I say like, go to the doctor, man, if you need to. Find out about it.
Cancer is just, why? Why does it exist? Where does it come from? Is how I look at it. You know
good
what I'm
question.
Saying? Like, I look at it like, does it come from the microwave?
Could be.
Does it come from the headphones we use? You know what I mean? Like,
somewhere,
wireless
I don't
shit.
Know.
Like, I don't,
food?
Yeah, the food we eat. Like, what the fuck? Like, why?
Right. People, we don't know for sure, but I don't know if people were getting cancer back when they were living off the land.
Mm.
When shit wasn't as processed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shit like that, but... Everybody, go to the doctors, man. Get a checkup. You know what I mean?
I watched my grandmother die from cancer back in the 90s.
Right.
I watched how she was laid there and forget her own daughter's name. You know what I mean? Like, it's sickening. It's disturbing. And it's distasteful. It's crazy. It doesn't, you know what I mean? It's like, wow. Why is that out here? Like, I feel like it's man-made, me personally. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it, kind of. Like, I look at a lot of shit man-made, but cancer,
a lot
AIDS,
of,
you know what I mean? Man-made, man.
A lot of drugs and stuff I don't feel like is for everybody.
A lot of drugs?
Like, they always trying to, let's hit you with this. You tell them about this problem. They hit you with this. Like, how is this supposed to help me out if you keep hitting me with different drugs you really don't know about? Like, that's what I'm like. What's really going on with the pill system, so?
Well,
that's what I think about. Like,
it's all the money.
Well, all that shit is heroin anyway.
It's all the money.
And then different jobs, like you being, you never know really the risk of it. You know what I'm saying?
There's money in the treatment, not in the cure.
Mm.
And they quick to diagnose you, with, especially the kids, with some attention disorder or something.
Yeah.
They prescribe you some drugs. Now they paying, you know, your kid, your parents are paying for the drugs. And they thinking,
oh, what's the common one, Dave? ADHD.
That's what I'm saying.
They always trying to
the attention
put that on a kid.
Yep. And then now the parents is paying for medicine. And then now you think you dependent on it for the rest of your life. And now you on that shit forever.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say some real shit. Yeah. I think they try to say that about my son at one point in time. You know, I was just like, I'm not putting that medicine. I don't want
to
do that.
I'm trying to
do, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Just because he wouldn't sit still, you know what I mean? Or he want to move around, or he want to talk all the time, you know? And these are years.
With the energy, I think they need that energy,
right?
Let them keep that energy up.
And this is years and years ago, but now you look at my son, and he just chilling. Like he be chilling. Like he don't even be wanting to be bothered. He want his video game. He do his schoolwork like he's supposed to. You know what I mean? They just say anything.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, can't wait to drug a little nigga.
Right. And that's not right. So pay attention, parents. Parents. Dave, when you gonna have kids?
Moving
next.
On.
Next.
CJ, when you gonna have kids?
Next. Next.
You better lower your tone, goddammit.
I'm sorry.
All right. Cool. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Little bitch.
Yo, man,
what's up?
You have a story, cuz.
You got a story? Tell a story.
What? I thought you was going to come with the topic.
I ain't got much shit. I just know I got carded for buying a fucking scratch off.
Yo.
I was mad. I got carded. I got carded for buying a scratch off.
Gotta do it, man. They probably
You look like a scammer. What
the fuck? Dude, like, goddamn. Nigga
mustache looked like he drew it on.
Yeah.
They was like, I don't trust you. Yeah, use a little
dirty. No, hold on. Let me tell you.
Use a dirty mustache,
nigga.
Nah,
let me tell you this shit. This shit was weird.
And then he got a crustache.
This shit was weird, though.
A little dirty mustache having ass, nigga. They carded you.
Let me tell you.
Then they handed him a wet diaper. It was like, yo, wipe that shit off your fucking top lip, nigga.
Beijing. Let me tell you how this shit went down,
I don't trust you, little young face ass nigga.
This was today. This was today before I pulled up for the fucking podcast, nigga. Right? Mm. So I'm
my
up there.
Face is young.
You know, I caught my water, my clean water. I caught my clean water, right? So I was like, well, fuck it. I'm gonna get gas. I'm gonna get a scratch off too, right? Fuck it. Try my luck, right? Mm. I got my shades on. So she goes,
Yeah, you got your shades on. That's
shut the fuck up. So she goes,
Take this wet nap.
No, 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 look.
And wipe that dirty mustache off your face. Yes.
Somebody give me a wet wipe.
I hate Dave.
Like, give me a wet wipe right now.
Get your young.
Look, I know.
Get your young ass out of here.
No, I
can see CJ laughing. He already know. They be telling you that?
No.
Get
nigga.
Him a wet wipe right now because I'm sick of it.
I hate when y'all come with a narrative, but whatever.
Fucking mascara on your lip.
So.
Wait a minute. Before
she
you
says,
speak,
no,
wait,
listen.
No, no, not on the mustache.
You like my shit, man.
But did you have the glasses on?
Of course.
When you went in the store.
Of course.
What the? You a fucking vampire. Stop doing that shit.
Why am I a vampire? Because I have on shades.
Nigga, when you
I
hit
can't
the door,
wear shades?
When you hit the door like a regular person.
I'm a regular person
like
wearing shades.
Like a regular
nigga.
Person.
And I'm regular.
You take off your glasses.
Why?
So people can see you respect.
You can see me. I'm paying my fucking money. I don't gotta fucking take my shades off. What the fuck you mean? Anyway,
so you gonna go in
that motherfucker?
Yeah, Jizzle. He went to Boney B and got the spray on his lip.
What?
Jizzle. He went to Boney B and got the spray on his lip.
Went to Boney B.
Shout out to Boney B.
Went to Boney B. I did not go to Boney B. Shout out to Boney B. But listen, I went in there. I caught my water. I caught the scratch offs. She says, oh, you have your ID. I said, damn, I got to go to the truck. Let me go to the truck. I go to the truck, get my ID. So I'm playing the game. I'm not arguing, right? Mm. So I come back in there. All right, cool. Oh, can you lift your shades up too? I said, damn, I can't believe I'm being carded just to get some scratch offs. Oh, let me tell you, baby. I come in this store too and get carded.
I was like, well, damn, I didn't mean to, like, disrespect you in any kind of way. Like, what the fuck you talking about? Like, can I just cop this shit and go about my goddamn business?
Who said that?
How did you say
it? No, it was the fucking the lady.
She said she popped off. And she gets carded, too?
Yes.
Because you popped off.
Like, bitch, mind your fucking business. Can I just, you have my card.
Bro, you popped off.
I'm paying for this shit. Like, what? This ain't even your store.
You popped off.
This ain't even your store. You don't even own this shit.
But you popped off there.
Just do your fucking job. Fuck out of here.
This nigga had a lot of energy for that lady around the corner.
That's what I'm saying.
It was stupid.
What is wrong with him? Ever since he met this Terminator nigga, he been on the Vans like,
what what the fuck are you talking about?
Nigga with the one leg, you been tripping ever since. You just going in stores yelling at people and shit.
Whatever. Listen, man. More of the story is next time, draw your mustache a little darker.
Stop fucking getting sweepings from the barbershop. Line me up.
Y'all got any stories before we get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, man? I got a story.
So talk that shit real quick, face.
So we up there chilling. We always chilling in the hood.
You always chilling.
Well, this time I drunk some gin. Never shit did that.
Seagram's.
Oh, never Lord.
Why? I got so fucked up, I don't even remember how I got to the house. The nigga said, like, I was so fucked up, I probably stayed out there at the bar 4 in the morning.
It was summertime, too, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Oh, it was hot outside.
Yeah, threw a party about 2-3 times.
This nigga was covered in fucking mosquitoes. He was turning into the fly back then. Remember the movie The
Can
Fly?
Can he tell the story?
I'm trying to tell you, because he not about to tell you the rest.
Yeah, it was a rap.
Okay, go ahead.
This after nigga that, was...
This is when I'm going. Cause all I remember
he was
like,
in a fucking cocoon fuck y'all. In the back.
That's all I remember. Fuck y'all. And I'm out.
That's right. Nigga was back there buzzing and shit. He was lifting, levitating off the table because he had so many mosquitoes on him. I'm telling you, it was crazy.
Woke up in my bed, don't you know, I got there, shirt on, pants still on.
Nigga woke up.
Like, you said that like, damn, I'm glad I wasn't raped. Like, what the fuck, nigga? Like,
I was like, damn, I'm fucked up. And then I looked down on my chest to just see throw up beer chest. Ew. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh. I'm like, what did I throw up at?
You know what
I'm
saying? Well,
where the rest of the throw up? We around the room like, what was it? I got to clean this shit up. Where is that?
You definitely got to clean it up.
It was somewhere else. That's where I left it.
You didn't find it?
But did you find it, though? But I'm telling you, what I remember is...
So you didn't find it.
I got up. Listen, this is the last thing I remember. Because I got up and left. I hit the corner. I guess I blinked out. And I turned back around and said... And I laid back down in the same spot. So my body just took over to another trance, I guess. Like, nigga, I ain't ready to go home. Take your ass right back here and go to sleep. Niggas left me back there. I was cool, though.
Jesus Christ.
Thing about it, I felt comfortable enough to get that drunk. You can't do that everywhere. I'm gonna do that everywhere though.
Fuck around, wake up like Winnie the Pooh.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
Wake up like the white
that's,
boys.
That's
with
a
fucking...
t-shirt with no pants on, nigga. You know, wake up like that.
Don't want to wake up like that. Don't want to wake up with dick prints on your face. Why you always put a dick prints on your face?
Let me sip some dirty water.
T-shirt, no pants, Winnie the Pooh.
Shout out to Winnie the Pooh, because I used to watch him when I was a little kid, but I definitely don't want to wake up like that. Goddamn. Right. Like, what the fuck? Jeez, nigga.
That's the last time I drunk gin, though. That'd be the last time.
Any stories from you, Dave, or no? You're done? We're done?
Let's go.
What is this? Episode 47, right? Dirty Dope of the Week, right?
Dirty Dope Music.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm keeping the East Side.
Auto Tune.
Shout out to the East Side.
Shout out to Auto Tune.
Shut up, nigga.
Nigga Chris Kells and Murdermore, Night After Night.
Down bad. that till I went and got my bread up. Mama always told me, baby boy, keep your head up. Got a son now, ain't no way that I can let up. Life ain't a joke to the point where I'm fed up. Smoking no dope just to ease my mind. 10 toes down, no choice but to grind. No hustle, no glow, you don't work, you don't shine. Sipping on him just to clear my mind. Race against time and the weak won't survive. Got on my knees, started praying to God to see better days and make better plays. Go hard every day to get the crowd straight. Get to the K like you Usain in the race. No way I can lose, go forward, can't break. Keep the grass up, gotta watch for the snakes. Can't trust the hoe when these niggas gon' hate. Money the motive, if not, can't relate. Tell me my niggas gon' blow you away. Don't settle for less, got too much on my plate. 2 kids, my nigga, all work, no play. Free all my niggas that's locked in the cage. For him, for my brothers, I lost to the grave. Pull up on the block and the motherfucker rave. Big dreams, my nigga, the high I'm made. Gotta get this shit out the mud, man. Ain't no motherfucking handouts. Ran out my money, but hungry for more. Thank God I ain't worried about kicking the dough. Shit, I was a savage, ain't nobody know. Just me and my bros, that's just how I go. When I stayed on the creek, had that gas for the low. Just pull around back and knock on my window. Make sure pops ain't home, cause that nigga go snap. Like, boy, what the fuck, we ain't running the trap. Man, those was the days on the creek, it was crazy. Got Pop Jr., yeah, on the down home invasion. Mama would cry, thought her baby was gone. Old man just watched shit we took from his home. Had hammers and TVs, but TVs were gone. Took it to my uncle crib, but his bitch was a junkie. Sold the TV. But my mama paid back the money. When I get on, she ain't gonna have to ask me for nothing. Night after night, I'll be gone off that path. Reminiscing about shit, but I cannot go back. Like when SWAT team busting my crew, dressing all black. I was mobbing with Tay, and was looking right at it. What you wanna do? What you niggas wanna see the proof? Better back up and see the truth. Cause I don't really pull up on a nigga with a bitch. Giving head in the motherfucking coupe. Born by my loot. I ain't taking no loss and try to take my nigga. Bet you I'ma shoot. Nigga ain't shit sweet. No, not this way. Niggas getting hit by all day. That's why I don't play. Old nigga rapping, only thing on his mind, young nigga get paid. Man, this shit crazy. Gotta hit my knees and just pray. Cause God gon' get me through the day, amen. Night after night.
Yeah, night after night, god damn it. Night after night.
You know what I'm saying?
I kept it east side because I'm east side. We east side.
East side.
You a thug.
I ain't shit, man.
You about to say east side killers.
I didn't want to say east side killers. East side killers. What you got, Dave? What's up, nigga?
Pastor Augs, you heard?
We going to battle one of these days.
New York.
We going to battle one of these days. I'm going to dish you.
You ain't get no response.
Take
the high road, you heard?
Let's just dig it.
Bow, bow. I dish you on Instagram. Like 50. All right, this my nigga Phils Jackson. Ocho Savage.
Popo, nigga. I'm still pouring out Hennessy.
Free scrap.
Yeah. I'm still pouring out. Your bitch, I wore out. Bitch, I swerve it out. Your bitch, I wore out. Yeah. I'm still pouring out Hennessy. I'm still warm with an enemy. I'm still busting chops. I won't stop till I park a ride from the Kennedys. They told me don't talk to strangers, so don't be acting like a kid to me. That friendly shit scream danger. I'm moving like I got a hit on me. Couple niggas try shit on me. Told my bitch not to quit on me. A nigga really hit a rough patch. You would've thought that was the end of me. Everybody try to injure me. I ain't feeling niggas' energy. I'm lighting blunt at the blood pan. No, that sticky sour got a grip on me. My plug hitting off a pack. I run it back. I'm the man for the fourth down. Keep a pretty face with me, you won't find a better bitch in the dog pound. Audible, see the rush. I'm juking D's, trying to dodge the cuffs. I bought a coupe, nigga, fuck a bus. She said she love you, but she fucking us. Cocaine got her numb enough. Good brain, but she dumb as fuck. Tell the Ocho to huddle up. I run a team like I'm Jerry Buss. It really ain't no comparing us. These freaky hoes wanna marry us. The pussy tight, then I tear it up. And she complain, I don't care enough. Tell that bitch it don't pay the love. Bust a pack, then I weigh it up. Tell the fiends where to meet me at. In the hallway, I'll set case
lace it up. I'm the man for the hand in hand. See my young niggas for the fuckers games. I can't stop jugging till 100 grand. Got a bitch that's off white on the head. And watch the white girls hit it hard. Name a night that I didn't starve. I know pain, I got different scars. I got niggas in the prison yard. We was really done some shitty cars. No more praying, I was sick of God. Mama saying go and get a job. Or this cocaine I picked apart. Got a young nigga living lost. Hit the dealer and I pick a car. Hit the club and I pick a dot. Couple back shots, kick your ass out and tell that hoe, please don't forget your socks. I get a pack in the mailbox. I cut it right on the scale top till they free my niggas out the cell blocks. I support now Hennessy. I support now. You bitch, I wore out. I swear it out.
Ocho Savage, nigga. Yeah. Ocho Savage,
nigga. Hey. Word, shout out to
the Haitians. You know
what I'm saying? Hey. Fucks with that, Dave. We're going battle, nigga.
Whatever,
nigga. Man, we getting the fuck out of here. It's Dirty Water Podcast.
Shorty got nice face and nice hips. Watch me hit it and dip.
Follow us on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC. Instagram, Dirty_Water_Podcast. I finally got an Instagram, Dirty_Water_Lex. Dave.
Dirty Water Dave B.
Moses, get something.
I don't want to hear it smell like vinegar.
Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast, man. Fuck with us. Thank you to everybody that does listen to us. If you don't, fuck you. It's cool. You will be. So let's get the fuck out of here.
Europe. Moses.
Word.